Вашему вниманию предлагается демонстрация одитинга, проведенная Л. Роном Хаббардом 1 декабря 1952 года. Название этой демонстрации – «Процессинг создания. Демонстрация одитинга с использованием Иметра». Демонстрации в этой лекции оставлены на английском языке, и вы найдете перевод в прилагаемом буклете. Продолжительность записи – 63 минуты. Воспроизведено Golden Era Productions.
But it wasn't a school group.
It wasn't a school group. It was outside the school.
Mm-hmm.
Flopped, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So we got a small on a group creating things. Now there'd be some other material. Because listen to this. Your locks, these are just locks, would not lock up on anything less than a ridge, which goes often the whole length of the track, the whole track. What you see reacting on that machine is held in suspension, and you're only getting a surface manifestation of a whole lot of material. You don't have to know all the material is there, because creative processing solves it like shooting a shotgun. You don't have to be a good shot. But this just tells you that there's a lot of stuff here on groups making things. Now, if you wanted to go over this, we could go over this. I'll just give you a little example here. Did you ever get together in some past life with a group of people and create a temple? No hands. We could go on like that, and we would find that it was a chain that went the whole length of the thing. And actually, when I get all this written down, you have the anatomy of the service facsimile chain here. Okay, fourth, you could probably reduce it down to the first computation or the first thing that made that chain come into being. All right, fourth anatomy. How about man? Species of man. Man is a species. Is he a beast? How about man as a species? We've got to drop on that. So I had to reset the machine. What about man? Mankind. Is that different than man? How about mankind? Well, how about a race of alligators? Huh? Were you ever a member of any other kind of a race than this kind of a race? Huh? Say, tell me, is the body you're stuck in an animal body, not a man's body? Could be, huh?
It could be anything.
Yeah, all right. Now, we look at mankind and we've noticed there that there's this little reaction on the thing. If you had to create a race, would you create the human race?
I gotta know on that.
You gotta know. Boy, that is certainly... Yeah, that is a little tiny bit. Doesn't matter much. Now let's get into a real interesting subject with you. Mm-hmm. If you could, would you create cats? Dogs? Would you create dogs? Would you create snakes?
No.
Well, how about snakes? Freud ran into this one head on, by the way. He just ran into this one with such glorious abandon that he kept right on going on it. He never stopped and looked at his data. Fabulous, but he never did. He found out that you take all young girls, really, practically all young girls, and you'd say snakes to them, and they'd go spree, and that they were loused up on the second dynamic. Loused up is a technical term for being aberrated. And they're all loused up on the second dynamic, and they would go scream on the subject of snakes. So he says, aha! I don't know what he had in his bank. But he was operating, actually, to say that symbol snake then is a symbol for sex. And the unconscious mind, as it gets these horrible things down underneath the mind, they come out in terms of symbols. And that's what the snake is, a symbol. It isn't. It isn't. It isn't even vaguely. Only, there are races of snakes. You don't have to take my word for this. There are races of snakes around in places. And snakes in the GE were always getting, if you ever saw a monkey look at a snake, you would know what I was talking about, because snakes dine more sumptuously upon monkeys. And you get, you say snake to a monkey, or hiss like a snake to a monkey, and he'll just scream. Much better reaction than you get out of a young Homo sapiens girl. And then you go back on the track, and I haven't asked any general pre-clear who mopped anything, but did you ever know anywhere on the track a race of snakes that could talk? Well, just think about that for a moment. A race of snakes that could talk. Snakes making sounds. Making sounds. Do you ever know of talking snakes? Do you think of snakes as being very wise? Are they very one-one? Kind of one-one. Are you just bracing on this subject, Terry? Well, what if you found a snake curled around your ankle right this minute?
Oof.
What's the matter? I'll curl one around your ankle, isn't it? Go ahead. Go ahead. Now get the slither as he goes on. Can you get that? Huh?
I could. I don't want to.
Oh, you could. Well, I tell you what. Put the snake way over there by the door. Got that? A little tiny snake. A worm. Put a worm over by the door. You got the worm over there on the door now? Huh?
Yeah.
You got the worm on the door?
Yeah.
Turn him red. Got him over there? Turn him red.
Yeah.
Turn him blue.
Yeah.
Turn him pink. Now put him way out in the hall.
Okay.
Got him way out there in the hall?
Yeah.
Now put him downstairs. Mm-hmm. Okay, now put him upstairs. Mm-hmm. Let's put him in yesterday. Did you?
No.
What happened? He won't go in yesterday?
Mm. Something about yesterday being closed. You can't get in there.
Ah. That's a very bad reaction that time. All right, now you got that small snake downstairs there? Small worm?
Yeah.
All right, put him way out on the street. Got him out there on the street?
Yeah.
All right, now when he's out there on the street, turn him into a black snake.
Okay.
Got him out there?
Mm-hmm.
Black snake?
Mm-hmm.
Now make him red.
Mm-hmm.
Now put a pretty diamond shape on his back. Way out there now.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, have him bite a pedestrian. Hmm?
Yeah.
Got him biting the pedestrian?
Yeah.
Now have him get mysteriously big and have him eat the pedestrian all up. Got him?
Yeah.
Tell me when he's finished. All right, now give him a toothpick and have him pick his teeth. You got him out there picking his teeth?
Yeah.
Good. Bring him up the steps. Bring him in the place and up the steps. Can you get him in?
Yeah.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, tie a napkin around his chin.
Yeah.
Feed him pork chop.
Okay.
Feed him a chicken.
Okay.
All right. Have him get Sonic on his saying, thank you. Got him saying thank you? Now have him say, come with me to the Casbah. Come on.
Okay.
You got him saying that?
Yeah.
Now have him say, kiss me. Got him saying that?
Yeah.
Turn him white. Got him white? Any of his dirty grays, all right. You got him white?
No, I have to bring him closer to turn him white. I don't want to.
Oh, you bring him closer. We'll turn him red.
Okay.
Now put a big barbed wire fence right near you that he couldn't possibly get through.
Okay.
Now bring him closer and turn him white. Got him?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now turn him black.
Mm-hmm.
Now, make him get older. Or make him get real old. Make him get so old he rots away and turns to dust. Got the dust?
Got it down to the skeleton.
Down to the skeleton. Well, can't you take some of the skeleton and powder it up in a mortar and pestle? Huh?
He's disintegrating.
You got him?
Yeah.
All right, now take some of that dust and make it very, very fine and powder your nose with it. Come on. Let's powder some other girl's nose with it.
Okay.
You got that?
Yeah.
Now powder your nose with it.
Okay.
Take the barbed wire fence away. Mm-hmm. Create him about a sixth of the size you had him before. Got him?
Mm-hmm.
I can get just a little bit bigger. Mm-hmm. Now I create a cat and have the cat jump in and eat him all up.
Okay.
He's all eaten up.
Yeah.
All right. Now turn the cat into a snake. Got the cat? The snake? Mm-hmm. All right. Now, turn the cat into a snake. You got that. Now, make another cat.
Okay.
All right. Now, have the snake rub against the other cat.
Okay.
Have the snake rub against the microphone.
Okay.
Have the snake rub against the side of your chair.
Okay.
Have the snake coil around your ankle and purr.
Purr.
Mm-hmm. Purr. After all, he was once a cat. Have him purr.
Okay.
You got him? Now have him uncoil. Mm-hmm. Now have him go on outside. Mm-hmm. Drink a Coca-Cola. Mm-hmm. And explode.
Yep.
Okay. And finish snakes. Now, on the sixth dynamic. What about the mess universe? Would you preserve the mess universe?
Think so.
Hmm?
I think so.
Let me ask you one more question on the fifth dynamic. How about birds? You like birds? How about creating birds?
Yeah.
Hmm?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, would you preserve the mess universe if you had to? You like the mess universe? What about the mess universe?
Nothing.
Nothing, that's right. All right, how about spirits?
Spirits?
Spirits, yes. Spirits. Spiritualism, spirits, ghosts.
Nothing.
Now let's take up God. Would you create God? Would you create Christ?
No.
Now, would you take a Thetan and destroy him?
Mm-mm.
Would you destroy a Thetan?
No.
What, would you destroy somebody's memory completely?
I don't think so.
You wouldn't destroy anybody's memory, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Right down here, memory valuable. Okay, I was very small, but it's quite interesting. All right, because that means if a person won't destroy memory, they won't destroy an engram. All right, let's take the next segment of it. Now, how about something that would work ages, all down through the ages, to build something and then somebody come along and destroy him? And what about your body? What did you just think of? What about your body? Would you kill yourself? What would you?
Might.
You might. Would you blow your brains out?
I think I'd choose a less painful way.
Oh, there's less painful ways. What do they call that stuff? Bichloride of mercury. How about that? Okay. Now, would you destroy institutions that favored sex?
Institutions?
Would you destroy an institution that was against sex? Tell me, would you take a little child and break its neck?
No.
Would you take a woman and destroy her? Would you take a man, and ruin him so he could never be a lover?
No.
What are you thinking about? Sex again. This destruction on sex, but it's not active destruction. It's over here. It's sex, small drop on that. She has an action on both of them, would much rather destroy, really, than create on that one. Is that right? Sort of feel that way?
No.
Well, you're much less likely to destroy. Much less likely to create than destroy. You think you'd better destroy on that line, is that right?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
You wouldn't want to destroy on that line?
No.
You wouldn't want to, huh?
No.
We got a wonderful maybe there. Okay. Now, little children and that sort of thing, we can sum up about what this thing is. Now, in terms of groups, here's a group, and they have just built something. Would you come along and shoot it to pieces? Would you act as an agent provocateur? What's that? Well, that's the same one we got before. Balanced. All right. Would you act as an agent provocateur which would destroy the very foundation of a nation?
Might.
You might. Doesn't look to me like you'd mind destroying a nation. Is that sufficiently abstract? How about a family? How about destroying a family? Wiping it out? Family, of course, fits right there between two and three, kind of. Now, on a group of people, let's take the people you went to high school with. Now, would you take that whole group and abolish high school as an institution?
Gladly.
You would, huh? Educational groups. Let's take mankind again. Let's say that you had a button right there alongside of you, and just by pressing that button, you'd be perfectly safe, but just by pressing the button that all mankind would cease to exist. Would you press that button?
No.
You wouldn't?
Mm-mm.
No, it did take a half an hour sales talk. I see now. Very long, man. Okay. Now, let's take destruction of cats. Would you kill a cat?
Mm-hmm.
Would you kill a dog?
Mm-hmm.
Would you kill a monkey?
Mm-hmm.
Would you kill a snake?
Mm-hmm.
Still got a little bit less. A little tiny bit. Now, would you kill a bird?
Mm-hmm.
Let's have a little dove. Would you kill this little dove?
Mm-hmm.
He's saying cuckoo and so on. Would you bump him off?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm afraid she would. Okay, now, on the 6th, would you destroy the Mesk universe?
Right now.
Or would you create the Mesk universe? Would say, would you create the Mesk universe all over again?
Mm-hmm.
Would you destroy the Mesk universe?
Mm-mm.
No charge on that. How about killing a spirit? Let's say this poor spirit had been haunting this castle for a number of years, and would you come along and end his existence forever?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm afraid she would. Now, how about God? Would you knock him off?
Mm-hmm.
Would you kill God?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, look, would you kill God after all he's done for you?
Yes.
Yeah? Now, you thought about it, didn't you? Go on, would you kill God?
Yes.
Boy, I'm afraid that goes on the side of enthusiasm. This is too good. We'll put down here. Too good with a medium drop. Okay. Now, let's go into the just a little bit further. Mm-hmm. Now, let's think about dead bodies, huh?
Yeah.
Just think about dead bodies there for a moment. What are you thinking about?
Dead bodies.
What are you thinking about?
Nothing particular.
Well, what about them? Nothing in particular. How about unburied bodies?
I was thinking of unburied dead bodies.
Is that what you were thinking about?
Yes.
You weren't thinking of any buried ones?
No.
Well, tell me, is it buried, unburied on a plateau? Is it unburied on a stream? Is it unburied in a house? Is it unburied in a... What are you thinking? In a tomb? Is it lying? What do you think of? Would you rather it hadn't been put in a tomb? Is it unburied in a tomb? Is it just lying there in a large sort of a temple, kind of out in the open? You got a body lying around any place?
It seems to be more an indoor sort of place.
Oh, indoors. Mm-hmm. Indoors, but it's not in a sarcophagus or anything like that, huh? Hey, is it a mummy? Well, is it wrapped up so that you still think it's alive?
Mm-mm.
Well, what's this all about? Was it lying in a box or on a table?
On a table.
On a table. Okay, where's the table located in the room?
Mm-hmm. Seems to be against a wall.
Against the wall, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And the body just lying there on it, huh? And where is the feet facing? Another wall, very close to another wall. Is it in a corner, in other words, or?
I don't think so.
Is it raised off the table a little bit?
Might be.
Now give me this. What's the year it died?
Hmm.
Is it in the last 100 years? Is it in the last 1,000 years? Is it in the last 10,000 years? The last 100,000 years? The last 1,000,000 years? You know, I keep getting that as a short time span. Tens of years. Is it 50 years? Is it less than 50 years? Is it more than 50 years? Ah, now we got some action. Is it 75 years? Very close to 75 years. Just a little bit more than 75 years? A little less than 75 years. Is it sometime around the year of 1875? 76? More than that? Later than that? Earlier than that? Later than that? Come on, what do you got? You just dodged on that one.
I did.
Yeah. Yes, you did. What is it, 1775, 1776? About 75 years ago, it says. What country? Western Hemisphere? Eastern Hemisphere? Eastern Hemisphere? Western Hemisphere?
Western, I think.
Western Hemisphere. Yeah, all right. You're getting a spot at Western Hemisphere. North or South America? North America? North America? South America? Central America? Central America?
Mm-hmm.
Evidently North America. Maybe just the southern portion of North America. North America?
Mm-hmm.
East of the Mississippi? West of the Mississippi? West of the Mississippi?
Yeah.
In the United States?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Is it way out in the Pacific coast? On the Pacific coast. Northern part of the U.S. Pacific coast? Which of the following states is it in? Washington? Oregon? California? Washington? State of Washington? Idaho? Washington, Idaho, Wyoming sector up there, Oregon? Washington. Now, just where is that in error? Washington what? Take a look at the map of the United States, and there a white spot will appear in the right place.
I've got a map of the United States.
And what do you see on that? Where's that spot? Come on, where's the spot? Where's the spot? Hmm? There isn't any spot. We'll put a black X on it. Where do you get that black X? It's up there in the northwest.
Mm-hmm.
Northwestern part of the United States?
Yeah.
North central part? Hey, look, do I have to take a look at this map, will you? Where is this stiff? All right, is it a man? A woman. Is it a woman? Is it a man? Say, look, is there some kind of an electronic dispersal going off of that body? Some kind of a kick off the body? Is there something emanating from that body? Or is there something trying to emanate from it? Are you trying to emanate from it? Is it a dispersal? This meter says you're staying with it and you're running away from it, you're staying with it and you're running away from it. Sometimes you're on the subject, sometimes you're off the subject, sometimes you're on the subject. Come on, identify this body, will you? Is it in the house, in the woods? And nobody came along to bury it. Is that right? Were you living alone and it died? Or are you staying with somebody else's body? Is it somebody else, not your body? Your body.
I don't think it's mine.
It's never somebody else's body. It's always his own body. Freakers. Okay. Well, we've got this more or less located, but was this person a man? A woman? Oh, a child. Man or a woman or a child? You just thought of something, what was it? What'd you just think of? Think of that again.
Horrible for a child to die. Horrible for a child to die.
Yeah, isn't it? Too young, huh? All his life ahead of him. Puts a big datum in the bullpen. How old is this kid? How old is this child?
I got a 10 on that.
About 10?
Uh-huh.
Somewhere around that. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 10. 11, 12. Well, you're just kind of running away from that thing again. That's very interesting. You notice that uprise on a gate of this type, that's a dispersal. It's a, let's get the hell out of here. All right, who was very sympathetic to this child just before it died? Who said, my poor little baby, do not leave me? Or words to that effect? Well, we've got all the data we know, want to know. This tells you that you do mock-ups drilled toward time, and this tells you that you do mock-ups of being stuck in and being and not being a small child, and this tells you that you do mock-ups, a few additional mock-ups. Oh, we did almost enough, if you noticed on the meter when we came back. On the machine to fix up snakes. There's some kind of an idea of how fast this confounded creative processing is. When you know how to do it, it just goes off like hot butter. And we got here. God, just too good. It's just too good. She'd love to get in there with her knee on his chest or something like that. And cut his throat, preferably quietly, slowly. Slowly. I mean, so he'd have to moan. Huh? So he'd moan, kind of. And he probably he-lipped his throat so he could cut it again. Or would you just blow him up? Go up full of wrath and destruction and blow him up? Or would you kind of put a straitjacket on him and sort of cut his throat and cut it again and maybe take out one eyeball and rub it with sandpaper a little bit? All right, there's one more question to get this assessment properly. There's one more question I will have to ask you. One more question. And that is, what are you afraid you're going to see? Come on, tell me. What are you afraid you're going to see? You've got to open your eyes to show me that you're not afraid to see anything. But what are you afraid you'll see? Which one of these dynamics is it? Which one is it?
I got 8 the first time you...
8? You're liable to see God? Who in your family was a member of the Christian Science Church?
Nobody.
No?
No.
Nobody. Just a minute while I put the e-meter back on the stand.
Nobody.
Come on now, come on now. You want me to get a bright light and a chair that rocks this way and say, okay, sister, come clean. Is it God? What would you feel like if God suddenly appeared? That's the neatest trick of this universe, though. God is everywhere. It's his space. It can never be your space. Guy gets thoroughly sold on that, he's done. When did you think when you were a little kid there about God being everywhere? Was God a spy? Did you spy on people when you were a little child? Is God a spy? Tell me, just speaking of things at large and common everyday places, are you a member of the 5th Invader Force? Are you a member of an invasion force? You communicate at any place, space stations or anything? 5th Invader Force? You mind if I look at the top of your ears, see your ear shape? There's something there you'd like to hide. What is it? It's not very bad, it's not much of a drop. Little secret here. But it has to do with something that she doesn't want others to see. So she wears the glasses to keep them from seeing. Is that correct? Are you wearing glasses to keep other people from seeing? Or tell me, what about black cubes? What about black cubes?
Black.
How about black cubes with cranks on them sitting on tripods? Hmm? No big reaction on that. How about indoctrinating people so they'll have to take up religion and believe in God? No draw. What member of your family wore glasses?
My father.
Your father, did he wear thick glasses?
Mm-hmm.
He wear glasses like yours?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you do to him? Who else did you, All right, let's put a mock-up out here. Right here.
Okay.
Put a mock-up of Pop.
Okay.
Got him?
Yeah.
All right, take him and throw him through a window. Can you do that? Evidently. You wouldn't do that, huh? Let's put him up right here.
Yeah.
Let's untie his shoelace. Gradient scale. Untie his shoelace.
Okay.
Got that?
Yeah.
Pull one shoe off.
Yeah.
Throw the shoe out the window. You got that?
Yeah.
All right. Untie his other shoelace.
Mm-hmm.
Take that shoe off.
Mm-hmm.
Throw it out the window.
Mm-hmm.
Take his coat off.
He's wearing one.
His shirt. Take his shirt off. Have him take his shirt off and hand it to you.
Okay.
Throw it out the window.
Mm-hmm.
Got that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, throw him out the window.
Okay.
All right, now we've got him out the window. Let's mock him up again.
Okay.
Let's mock him. Don't bring him inside. Just mock up another pop.
Okay.
All right. Now let's take this fellow. Let's take this fellow. And let's pat him on the head.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's mock up your own body with your father's body here.
Mm-hmm.
Mock up your own body with your father's body.
Mm-hmm.
Got that?
Yeah.
Okay, have him pat your body on the head now, out here. Are you patting your body on the head?
Yeah.
Now have him pick you up and throw you out the window.
Okay.
You got your body thrown out the window now?
Yeah.
Okay, now mock up another body for you.
Okay.
Got that?
Yeah.
Now have your pop reach in and pick out your right eyeball. Can you pull it out the eyeball? Well, have him take one strand of hair and pull it out. You got that?
Yeah.
One strand of hair and pull it out.
Mm-hmm.
Got that?
Mm-hmm.
All right, have him pull out a handful of hair.
Mm-hmm.
And hand it to you.
Yeah.
Have him pull out your right eyeball and hand it to him.
Okay.
Got it?
Yeah.
Good. Now have you hand it back to him.
Uh-huh.
Have him hand it to you.
Okay.
Now have him take it back again.
Mm-hmm.
Take some sandpaper.
Mm-hmm.
And polish it with sandpaper. Real well. Got it?
Yeah.
I had him throw it out the window.
Okay.
Create a new eye for the socket that's empty in your body.
Okay.
Now, have him reach over and pull that eye out, complete with the optic nerve.
Mm-hmm.
All right, have him take the one end of the optic nerve and the eyeball on the other end and have him stretch it out real tight and play a tune on it. Got it?
Yeah.
All right. Now have him snap the optic nerve in such a way, just several times, so it snaps back against the eye real good.
Mm-hmm.
Now have him set the eye down on the table and put a very thick lens in front of it.
Yeah.
Got it?
Uh-huh.
Now have him make the lens up into powdered glass and shove the eye through the powdered glass.
Mm-hmm.
You got that?
Yeah.
Sweep the whole thing off into a waste basket.
Yep.
Throw it and your pop out the window.
Yep.
Throw your body out the window.
Okay.
Mock up a new body for you and a new body for Pop. Got that?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Get your body reaching up and taking both Papa's eyes out of their sockets. You do that? A little difficult? Mm-hmm. All right, pull off his glasses first.
That helps.
Pull off his glasses. Now throw them down on the floor and smash them.
Yep.
Now reach in and pull his eyeballs out. Now you can get him? Mm-hmm. Got him?
Yeah.
All right, put one under the heel of each foot of your body.
Yep.
Now step. And have them look reproachfully as you step out. You got that? You got that?
Yeah.
All right, take those two shattered eyes apart, mm-hmm. dust them off real good, and mm-hmm. put them back in your pop's face in that condition. Now saw the back of his head off and adjust the optic nerves back there so he can see real good.
Okay.
Got that?
Yeah.
All right, now let's put the back of his head back on. Mm-hmm. Take a sledgehammer mm-hmm. and knock his whole head off.
Okay.
Okay, now hold the head very comfortably in one place, and pull the eyeballs out again.
Okay.
Got it?
Yeah.
Throw them out the window.
Okay.
Dust his head off and put it back on him again.
Okay.
Put him in a bed. Mm-hmm. Have him be very sick. Mm-hmm. Give him a couple of glass eyes. Mm-hmm. Have him die. Put him in a dog cart and take him off to the funeral. Get nice muddy ground, very muddy. No coffin, drop the body in.
Yep.
Drop mud in his face.
Okay.
Shovel some more mud. Mm-hmm. Now dig him up again. Got it?
Yeah.
Drive a spike in each eye and put him back in the grave. Got that?
Yep.
Good. Easy. Now just mound the grave all up real good. Mm-hmm. All right, mock up another body for Pop.
Okay.
You feeling better? Mm-hmm. Okay. Take a fountain pen, fill it full of vitriol, and squirt him in the eyes. Have him look at you reproachfully.
Mm-hmm.
Have him pick up the fountain pen and squirt it in your eyes.
Okay.
Okay. Issue new eyeballs all around. Got it?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, get your body to take a hammer and go around the back of his head mm-hmm. and start hitting him on the back of the head. Every time you hit him, watch his eyes pop out about 2 inches in front of his face and snap back in again.
Okay.
Get them snapping.
Yeah.
Now get the sound of their snapping.
Ooh.
Now put the emotion of cautiousness in their snapping. Have him snapping cautiously. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Have him snapping angrily.
Mm-hmm.
Have him snapping sadly. Mm-hmm. And now have them snapping sort of lasciviously.
Sort of what?
Or sexy, very sexy. Hooch dance sort of thing.
That's a little bit difficult.
A little bit difficult, yes, but that it's, anything can happen in one's universe. gone doing it?
Yeah.
All right. Now, reach up after they've done all that and pull them both out and extend the nerve way out and tie a knot in it.
Mm-hmm.
Got that?
Mm-hmm.
Now just keep pulling on the nerve so it just keeps coming out.
Yeah.
Take a big pair of scissors and cut it off.
Uh-huh.
Turn your pop's body upside down and put him out on the street.
Yeah.
Now out on the street, feed him underneath a steamroller.
Yeah.
Now pick up the flattened remains and turn them over and run the steamroller back over them again.
Yeah.
Have your father look at you reproachfully.
Without any eyeballs.
Without any eyeballs. Got that?
Yeah.
All right, pour gasoline on him, burn him up.
Okay.
Now mock up your father's body alongside of your body right here.
Yeah.
Got the two of them all mocked up there?
Yeah.
Make them both grow very old.
Hmm.
What's the matter? Can you make your father grow old?
Mm-hmm.
A little bit difficult?
Mm-hmm.
Or just put a cane in his hand? Put a little white beard on him.
Oh, no.
Well, have his hair get gray. Put powder in his hair.
What's left of it?
What's left of it? Okay, have the rest of it come out.
That's easier.
That's easier? Mm-hmm. Have his face get very wrinkled.
Mm-hmm.
Have him get very bent. He used to say, by the way, you're making an old man out of me. Okay, have him get very bent.
Mm-hmm.
Now have him sort of fall into himself and turn to dust.
Uh-huh.
All right, now have your body get old, and all its hair come out, and get very bent. And turn into dust. Tell me when you got two piles of dust. Can you do that easily?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
They got two piles of dust?
Yeah.
All right, scramble them all up.
Okay.
Got them all scrambled up?
Yeah.
All right, out of the dust, make your papa's body in your body. All right. Now have your papa's body get younger and younger and younger and younger.
Mm-hmm.
Till he's a little baby.
Yeah.
You make it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Have him get younger and younger and younger until he's a sperm. Make it?
Mm-hmm.
All right, have the sperm vanish.
God.
Good. All right, now create your father as an old, old man again.
Okay.
And have him take your body now and bash its face in.
Mm-hmm.
Now have him get bottles marked fever and chills and empty them over your body.
And do what?
Empty them over your body.
Mm-hmm.
Have him put you to bed.
Mm-hmm.
Very ill. Be very sympathetic to him.
Mm-hmm.
Get up out of the sick bed. Have your body get up out of the sick bed and throw him out the window.
Okay.
All right. Now, take all of his effects and everything that ever belonged to him,
mm-hmm.
including his glasses,
mm-hmm.
and open the front door open and throw them all out on the street.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now scrape them all together and make a bonfire out of them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now throw your body on the bonfire.
Yeah.
You got it?
Yeah.
Okay, now mock up your body just the way it ought to be.
Mm-hmm.
Walk up your body the way it really ought to be. The way you'd really make a body if it had your choice. Did you?
Not yet.
Well, just mock up a body. Do as good as you can on it. Mm-hmm. All right, destroy that body and make another one better.
Okay.
Destroy that one and make a better one. Now, is this new one just achingly aesthetic? Just wonderfully aesthetic? Huh?
It's getting there.
It's getting there. All right, improve it just enough to make it just wonderfully aesthetic so that you can get the sensation of beauty coming off of it. Mm-hmm. Is it wearing glasses? Okay. Now, is it very, very beautiful? Hmm? Mm-hmm. Very beautiful. Mm-hmm. Good. Throw it out in the street. Got it?
Yeah.
That was hard to do, wasn't it? Make a better one. Make a better one. You got that better one?
Mm-hmm.
Now make it really perfect so that nobody could do any better. You got it there?
Mm-hmm.
Now make a postulate you can do better than that and throw that body away.
Okay.
All right. End the session. How do you feel?
Fine.
Good.
Good. You look good.
Так вот, вы можете заметить, что во время этой демонстрации я не делал ничего, кроме ассессмента. И я сделал его немного более приятным, проведя при Клиру процессинг создания. На самом деле я не задействовал стандартную рабочую процедуру по созданию тета-клиров до тех пор, пока реакции банка не стали немного менее интенсивными. Пока они не стали немного менее интенсивными, чем раньше. И на то есть вполне очевидная причина. Потому что если бы в первый раз, когда я сказал «Будьте на 30 сантиметров позади вашей головы», при Клиру не удалось этого сделать, то эта неудача не оказала бы на него сильного влияния. Он бы не создал в тот момент постулат «Я не могу этого сделать». Итак, я провел ассессмент. И это был обычный ассессмент. Вместе с этим я провел немного процессинга. В частности, по тем моментам, которые сильнее всего бросались в глаза. И по явной, я просто немного уменьшил явно выраженную хроническую соматику. Я имею в виду очки. Просто работая с этим, я уменьшил соматику. Вот и все. Но я думаю, ваш аудитор теперь знает, с чем он имеет дело. Что касается восьмой динамики, то здесь есть один очень-очень интересный момент. Разрушать по восьмой динамике. Естественно, она уничтожила бы Бога. Так поступил бы любой человек, который немного поднялся по шкале тонов. Ведь задумайтесь на минуту. То, что в мест Вселенной сходило за Бога, даже и близко не напоминает настоящего Бога. И тот, кто создал мест Вселенную, эту мест Вселенную, кто бы ее ни создал, он был узурпатором собственной Вселенной человека. И индивидуума убедили в этом, и из-за этого он утратил способность создавать Вселенные или даже управлять этой Вселенной. Так что это вполне здоровая реакция Преклира. Убить Бога! Дайте я только до него доберусь. Так вот, это о чем-то говорит вам. Хорошо. Итак, у нас есть список. И вы заметили, что мы избавились от этого во время процессинга создания. Вы даже не заметили, как все это уходило. Это потому, что в процессинге мы работали с очками, а также Мы создавали такие взаимоотношения, какие существуют между маленьким ребенком и родителями. И все это могло относиться не только к этой жизни, но и к одной из предыдущих. Но я даже не потрудился выяснить это. Вероятно, возможно, может быть это так, а может быть и нет. Очки являются жизненным континуумом ее отца в этой жизни. Но проблема, с которой я работал в процессинге, это взаимоотношения между маленьким ребенком и родителем, потому что на этом был тета-боб. И единственное, что мы нашли в качестве решения этой проблемы, это пункт «ребенок». В конце концов, мы нашли ребенка. Понимаете, а потом мы переходим вот к этому. А что касается Преклира, и что действительно беспокоит Преклира, так это вот этот самый пункт. И это довольно легко решить. С этим можно справиться посредством процессинга создания. С этим очень легко справиться. Но это уже следующий шаг при работе с этим Преклиром. И следующий шаг, который вы должны были бы предпринять уже после того, как будет решена проблема такого рода, это стандартная процедура. И вы бы нашли Преклира в каком-нибудь из этих состояний и действовали бы в соответствии с этим. Но перед этим вы провели Преклиру ассессмент в сочетании с процессингом и осторожно ослабили заряд в кейсе. Так вот, нет ничего плохого в том, чтобы просто войти в кейс и начать использовать стандартную рабочую процедуру. Но если вы немного подлатаете кейс и поработаете с ним некоторое время, и немного поосторожничаете с ним, то потом, когда вы скажете ему «будьте в метре позади вашей головы», этот человек ответит вам «хорошо, что теперь?» Ведь потом я поработал бы со временем, провел бы процессинг создания в отношении времени, и потом приступил бы уже непосредственно к стандартной рабочей процедуре. Так вот, единственная неудача, которая может постичь человека, когда он пытается экстериоризироваться, выйти из своего тела, единственное, что может этому помешать, если вообще что-то может этому помешать, это само представление о времени. Так что лучше уж исправить его, просто поработать немного с макапами. Также эта женщина застряла в каком-то из тел, которые у нее были раньше. Мы видели, как исчез тета-боб. Так что с точки зрения того, что нам нужно было сделать, это разрешилось само собой. Все это обычное дело. Так вот, все эти макапы могли показаться вам чем-то диким. Я хотел, чтобы вы отметили здесь кое-что. Обычно я не захожу так далеко при работе с кейсами. Я просто делал вывод относительно того, на что у Преклира могла бы быть реакция. И быстро переключался на это, чтобы оградить Преклира от неудачи, которая могла бы его постичь при создании какого-либо макапа. Но там было множество всяких «не могу». И каждый раз мы просто сводили требования к минимуму, и она могла сделать то, что требовалось. А затем мы немного увеличивали требования, а затем еще немного, еще немного, еще немного выбросить его в окно. Бам! Но вы заметили, что нам не понадобилось целая вечность, чтобы пройти эту градиентную шкалу. Мы прошли ее очень быстро. Мы вложили в это столько энергии, сколько было нужно. Так вот, это демонстрация процессинга создания. Что же вам нужно знать для того, чтобы вы могли проводить хороший процессинг создания? Что вам нужно знать? Именно это мы и будем изучать здесь на протяжении 3 недель. И я провел сегодня эту демонстрацию, чтобы показать вам, какой бы плохой это я провел эту сессию, или что бы там ни было, просто чтобы показать вам, что делают аудиторы сегодня. Потому что с этого процессинг создания только начинается. Вы не работаете с инграммами. Вы не проходите инграммы. Вы должны знать об инграммах все, но вы не проходите инграммы. Вы не проходите локи, вы не работаете с риджами, вы не работаете с потоками, если вы можете этого избежать. Но вы должны знать о них все. Тогда вы сможете создать макап, подобный реальной инграмме или локу, чтобы Преклир его проходил. Вам не нужно проходить ни единого инцидента с полного трака. но вы должны знать каждый из содержащихся на траке электронных инцидентов. Зачем? Чтобы вы могли дать преклиру какое-нибудь геометрическое тело, представляющее собой основу электронного инцидента, и чтобы преклир поработал с ним. Вы вдруг спрашиваете преклира о черном ящике. В нашем случае это не сработало, потому что эти очки не имеют отношения к факсимиле 1. Но обычно довольно легко определить, когда очки имеют отношение к факсимиле 1. Вы спрашиваете преклира про черный ящик, и он ни с того ни с сего говорит: «Боже мой, меня ослепило!» Вы говорите: «Ну, я просто спросил вас про черный ящик, я имею в виду...» Это так просто. Вы не пытаетесь устроить взрыв. Вы должны знать все, что только можно знать о феноменах трака времени и о его содержимом, поскольку вы создаете его подобие с помощью макапов. Вы просите преклира создавать все то хорошее и приятное, что есть в жизни. Рестимулирующий эффект такого одитинга равен практически нулю. Здесь присутствует один фактор. Хотя сначала вам так не покажется. Но 10 минут процессинга создания стоит многих-многих часов прохождения настоящего инцидента. И на это есть очень простая причина. И вы не стали бы рассматривать ее как причину, но это и есть причина. И это самый быстрый процессинг, который только существует. Вы можете выключить артрит, бурсит, республиканит, все что угодно с помощью процессинга создания. Вы можете выключить все это очень быстро. Вы знаете, что снять очки с преклира довольно сложно. Что ж, вы можете сделать это с помощью процессинга создания. Вы действительно можете это сделать. Вы просто начинаете работать над этим. Вы просите преклира отшлифовать глаза и так далее. Тот факт, что наш преклир все еще в очках, говорит мне кое о чем. Это говорит о том, что есть кто-то еще, кто носит очки. Есть кто-то еще на траке, кто носил очки. И она сейчас качает головой. Она не сказала мне об этом человеке, пока не оказалась в полной безопасности на своем месте. Хорошо. Это пример такого процессинга. Это пример ассессмента такого типа. И я хочу поблагодарить вас за то, что вы уделили мне сегодня внимание. Увидимся завтра в 2 часа.